The process of hearing has an immensely powerful effect on one's life. The particular type of message we hear in our life will mold our consciousness and lead us to a particular destination. When we go to the academic institutions, on all levels, we are taught through the process of hearing, either hearing through written materials that we read, or through facilities by which oral reception enriches our capacity to understand. In this material world, everything leads us toward the ocean of birth and death. Every subject is a different river that is flowing toward death. Therefore, the scriptures and the great acharyas have given us this most crucial information, that to hear and to chant the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His relations with His devotees brings us into the ocean of ecstatic love. In that ocean there is an eternal life beyond the limitations of material existence. Simply by attentively appreciating the subject of the Lord's pastimes with His devotees awakens ecstatic love of God that is now dormant within our heart. Knowing this, Srila Sanatana Goswami and other great Vaishnavas have written numerous books to keep our minds and senses focused on the beautiful pastimes of the Lord, and to live our lives in harmony with the principles that we learn therein. More important than simply understanding Krishna is understanding what is the nature of the worship, the surrender, and the love of His devotees. Because it is in reciprocation to the devotee's love that Krishna manifests His supreme mercy. Srimad Bhagavatam is considered the crest jewel of all Vedic literatures because it specifically narrates the beautiful love between the Lord and His devotees in pure ras of unconditional love. We cannot imitate such personalities, but we can dedicate our lives to striving with all the power at our command to follow in their footsteps. Mahajano yena gatasa panta. That is the true path by which we can achieve the perfection of the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Where did we leave off yesterday? Prahlad Maharaj could not tolerate hearing himself being praised. But he was trembling in ecstasy to praise another devotee. He was weeping in love to hear another devotee praised. He sent his own Guru Maharaj to Kimpurusha Loka to find the shelter of Hanumanji. Narada was approaching Kimpurusha. From the sky, he looked down. There he saw Sri Hanumanji worshipping his personal deity of Lord Sri Ramchandra. He was worshipping the deity with the same personal attention and affection as he directly worshipped Ram when he was physically with him. His hairs were standing on end. His eyes were swelled with tears. He was getting simple offerings from the forest, fruits, flowers, leaves, and making them into beautiful preparations to offer to Sri Ram. He was dancing, and he was singing for the pleasure of the deity. Meanwhile, the Gandharvas, they were gathered around singing Sri Ramayan of Valmiki Muni. When Narada Muni saw this beautiful display of devotion, he became jubilant. What brings a devotee more pleasure than seeing another devotee showing their love for Krishna? Loudly, with great happiness in his heart, Narada Muni started calling out, Jai Raghunath, Jai Raghunandan, Jai Janaki Kanta. Oh, blessed are you, O merciful brother of Lakshman. Hanuman heard this voice from above when he saw Narada in the sky dancing in the kirtan of Lord Ramchandra's holy names. Hanumanji became filled with bliss. He leaped up into the sky and embraced Narada Muni. They were both chanting, Jai Raghunandan, Jai Ramchandra, Jai Ayodhyapati, again and again, dancing and singing, Narada Muni playing his veena, Hanumanji playing his little cymbals. They were dancing and singing together, continuously embracing, embracing, embracing. They were wiping each other's tears from eyes as they were dancing. Then Narada Muni, full of enthusiasm, he cried out very louder, You are the dearest devotee of the Lord. You are the greatest recipient of His mercy. Hanumanji then became very quiet, grave, and sober. He bowed down at the lotus feet of Narada Muni. Narada Muni cried out, Because you are the greatest recipient of the Lord's mercy, today, by seeing you, I have become a recipient of the Lord's mercy. Hanumanji said, Please come to the temple. He offered Narada Muniji a seat. He wanted to offer some worship to Narada Muni, but of course Narada Muni would not accept it. Instead, he started playing his veena, singing the feelings of his heart. Narada Muni began to narrate, Nowhere in any of the creation do we see someone who has received greater mercy of the Lord than you, O Hanumanji. No one can compare to you. You are an ocean of ecstatic bliss. Your happiness is newer and newer and newer with every offering you make to the Lord. You'll do anything for Lord Sri Ram. You accept the position of his servant, of his friend, of his carrier, of his sitting place, of his canopy, of his fan, of his umbrella. You are his singer, you are his doctor, you are his helper, and you are his best preacher. Wherever Ram Katha is going on, you have made a vow that you will be present there. Shri Hanumanji ki. And anyone, any devotee who hears about your loving service to Ram, their bliss increases. There are many sampradayas with many different philosophical conceptions. But one thing everyone agrees on here in India is Hanuman is wonderful.
Very well.
Even I was told that in Japan and in Thailand, favorite television shows are about the glories of Hanuman. His nectarine pastimes as this playful but at the same time heroic, all-powerful monkey transcends all secular boundaries and brings great bliss to everyone's hearts. Narada Muni said to Hanuman, your devotion is absolutely pure. You have no desire for anything of this world. Although you are so great that you were able to conquer the whole city of Lanka, you didn't take anything with you. Most warriors, they would have taken a bunch of jewels and gold and everything with them. He didn't take anything because he didn't want anything. He found the ultimate treasure of all of his hopes when Sri Ramchandra was pleased with his service. And when the Supreme Lord Sri Ram offered him the boon of liberation, Hanumanji, with folded hands, he prayed, my Lord, I do not want mukti. Because in that state, I may forget that you are my master and I am your servant. Upon hearing Narada Muni speak these words, Hanumanji cried in separation. He was burning in separation from Sri Ramchandra. Hanuman said, what are you doing to this wretched person devoid of the lotus feet of Lord Ramchandra? Why do you make me cry like this by reminding me of how he neglected me? If I was really his servant, if I was really a recipient of his mercy, then why did he take all of his associates, Sugriva and all of the Varanas? He took all the residents of Ayodhya, all back home, back to Godhead. The only one he left behind was me in this material world. He is enjoying the association with all of them, but he has forsaken me. I had the good fortune to serve him for some time, but now he has left me. I am drowning in an ocean of separation from my Lord. Hope against hope against hope. I am only praying that once again he will descend and give me an order to carry out. The Lord is now living in Mathurapuri. He has descended to give his most all-attractive association to the Pandavas. He never leaves the Pandavas. They are truly the recipients of his mercy. In fact, I cannot even compare myself to the Pandavas. It is like comparing a mosquito to Mount Sumeru. If you want to really see who has received the mercy of the Lord, you should go to visit the Pandavas at Hastinapur. The Pandavas, he has sent calamity after calamity, but they are only to glorify the purity of their devotion. I am Ram's servant, but Krishna is the servant of the Pandavas. Sometimes I give some advice to Ram, but Krishna is the advisor for Maharaj Yudhisthira. Krishna serves as their messenger, as their charioteer, as their attendant, their watchman. When there is a procession with Maharaj Yudhisthira on the palanquin as the king, Krishna walks, following behind him, chanting the glories of Yudhisthira Maharaj. When Maharaj Yudhisthira was performing the Rajasuya Yajna, Krishna accepted the role of washing the feet of every single guest that came on behalf of Maharaj Yudhisthira. The love of the Lord for his devotees. How he becomes subordinate to that love is the greatest mystery and most ecstatic of all subject matters. In order to glorify Arjuna, Krishna fought against Bhishma in the battle of Kurukshetra. And Bhishma and others were shooting sharpened arrows into the body of Krishna. And Krishna was bleeding. Just to glorify his devotees. In fact, Krishna broke his own promise to show his love and mercy to the Pandavas. What does Krishna not do for the Pandavas? Upon hearing this, Narada Muni became so ecstatic, he started to dance. He was dancing so blissfully. But Hanuman just wanted to continue the narration. Sanatan Goswami explains, if you're talking and all of a sudden just somebody just starts dancing like a madman, that generally would kind of interrupt your flow of thought. But when Narada Muni was dancing to the narration of the Pandavas' glories, Hanuman became even greater enthused to speak. He started crying out, all the calamities that Krishna sent the Pandavas, they were all auspicious, because each time there was a calamity, Krishna personally or through his will appeared to save the Pandavas. Krishna is always joining you whenever you need him, O Pandavas. And he started crying out prayers. O Pandavas, O Pandavas, your pure love has subdued Krishna. You engaged my worshipable Lord as your messenger and charioteer. breaking all principles of etiquette. I'm just a servant of the Lord. I observe every bit of etiquette when I'm in relation to the Lord. But the Lord loves you so much that you order Him to serve you. And He is more ecstatic to serve you than He is to accept my service to Him. That is your love. When Hanuman was speaking this, he became so wonderfully happy. He started to jump in ecstasy. He jumped higher and higher and higher. And as he was jumping, Narada Muni was dancing, Hanuman was jumping, and he continued to glorify the Pandavas. He said, "O Pandavas, I take shelter of your lotus feet. O Krishna, O Master, you are conquered by the affectionate concern for your devotees. And by that concern for your devotees, you attract their hearts." Hanuman jumped higher and higher. Narada Muni danced more and more. Hanumanji said, Bhima is a better devotee than me. And I am so fortunate that he is my younger brother. Krishna, you married your own sister, Subhadra, to Arjuna. And I am so fortunate that I have a place on the flag which flaps over the chariot of Arjuna. You have allowed me to be the servant of your servant. Hanuman, in ecstasy, was jumping higher and higher, dancing more and more wildly as he was remembering the glorious mercy of the Lord on the Pandavas. And again and again and again, with tears pouring from his eyes, he cried out, "Krishna, you are conquered. You are conquered by the love of the Pandavas. Without their mercy, no one can ever achieve the shelter of your lotus feet." Then Hanuman cried out to Narada, "Let us go, let us go, let us go to Hastinapur immediately. Let us take shelter of the lotus feet of the Pandavas. Let us serve them, let us glorify them." Narada Muni was so enlivened by this, he says, "Yes, Hanuman, now, immediately, let us go, let us take shelter of the Pandavas." Hanuman embraced Narada Muni, they were dancing together. "Immediately we will go to Hastinapur, let's go." Hanumanji then sighed in great distress. No doubt, it is the most auspicious thing for us to do to go to meet the Pandavas. Then he bowed down at the lotus feet of Narada. And he said that Krishna is displaying his most confidential mercy on his devotees. The sweetness of Krishna's lila bewilders even Lord Brahma, what to speak of other great sages and rishis. So what can be said of a monkey like me? I am afraid to meet Krishna directly because his pastimes are so deep and so sweet and so mysterious that I may commit an offense. Therefore, Narada, it is better that you go to meet the Pandavas because my heart is forever attracted to the lotus feet of Lord Sri Ram, the son of Dasarath and Kaushalya, who upholds perfectly all religious principles, who is free of all duplicity, always honest and truthful, who has taken a vow of taking only one wife in his life. My Lord Ram stands upright with his beautiful complexion, like that of the durva grass, holding his bow with a quiver of arrows along his back. Krishna's lila is the origin of all lilas. It is the sweetest of all lilas. When I hear Krishna's lila, what it does to my heart is it simply increases my love and devotion to Sri Ram. I shall stay absorbed in Lord Ram's service, and I will be here waiting for him to call on me. And if ever that day comes, I will be here at Kimpurushaloka, patiently awaiting for him to once again give his darshan to me. Hanumanji's love for Ram is ideal example of chastity, of exclusive worship of one's Ishtadev. There are several examples of the purity of his love. Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatan Goswami, in commentary, he explains how one time when Krishna was living in Dwaraka, he asked Garuda, go to Kimpurusha Loka and tell Hanumanji that I want to meet him. He should come here immediately. So Garuda went. Hanumanji, Lord Krishna, Dwarkadish wants to meet you. Hanumanji was so absorbed in his meditation and service on Lord Ram that he ignored Garuda. Garuda said again, Krishna asked me to get you. Come. Hanuman just didn't even pay attention to him. Garuda was thinking, this is an apparat. Krishna's calling. You come. He grabbed Hanuman to take him to Dwarka. Hanuman just flipped his tail against Garuda very effortlessly, and Garuda went falling down to the ground and landed right in front of Krishna's throne in Dwarka. Garudadev was very much embarrassed. He said, my lord, Hanuman won't come. Krishna said, of course he won't come. You don't understand. You go back. You tell him that his beloved lord, Sri Ramchandra, is waiting for him in Dwarka. Garudadev went back to Kimpurushaloka. He said, Hanumanji, Sri Ramchandra is in Dwarka. He's calling for you. Immediately, Hanuman left. In fact, Garuda is considered to be the fastest of the carriers of the Lord. He went immediately back to Dwarka, and when he arrived, there was Hanumanji. Hanuman went and offered his obeisances, and Krishna transformed himself into the beautiful form of Lord Ram. And Balaram transformed himself into the form of Lakshmana. Krishna told Satyabhama to become Sita, but she said no. So he asked Rukmini, you become Sita. So she became Sita. Why Satyabhama said no? That is the nature of her love. Hanuman was there offering his most heartfelt worship to Sita, Ram, and Lakshman. And through this pastime, the Lord wanted to show the glory of the chastity of his love. In Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lila, Hanumanji descended as Murari Gupta. He was a devotee of Sri Ram One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, the sweetness of the confidential nectar of Krishna's pastimes are supreme above all other incarnations. Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, enjoying his original pastimes. So you should take the name of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to the devotees in Puri, the next day Murari Gupta came to him with an appeal. My Lord, please give me your blessings to take my life. Huh? Why this question? Because you have given me the order to worship Krishna and take his name. And I tried. I tried to the best of my capacity. But all night long, all I could do was weep. Because whenever I tried to take the name of Krishna, only Ram would come out of my mouth. I have sold my head to the lotus feet of Sri Ramchandra, and I cannot take it back to offer to anyone else. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Murari Gupta and said, you are Hanuman, and your love is pure and chaste. Blessed is that servant who never gives up the lotus feet of his master. And blessed is that master who, if the servant somehow or other is influenced to give it up, he drags him back by the hair. Shri Hanumanji ki. Hanumanji said, I shall stay here absorbed in chanting the holy names of Lord Ram. And you please go to visit with the Pandavas. But take a warning from me. You and myself, we are both brahmachari celibates. When you see the Pandavas, don't let your intelligence be covered by the illusion that they are mere householders engaged in political affairs. Because Maharaj Yudhisthira, the king of the world, offered his entire kingdom to Lord Krishna. But what can a monkey like me say about the glories of such great devotees? You know best yourself. Go to Hastinapur. Narada Muni, in very great bliss, playing on his veena, singing the glories of the Pandavas, traveled to Hastinapur.